Blog Talk Radio.
I think I farted again. I made people leave, offended my friends. Oh baby, I just gave it a foot, but I didn't know it was bad.
I'm like, wow, I need to rearrange my schedule. Okay.
You were the first person that called, so you're it.
Fair enough. I can manage. Okay.
Cool. Well, no pressure, but Katie's on spring break. And so she had to go, you know, do something, so bummer. And Leah better call in because I got a message from Leah that she found an angel feather.
Oh, really?
That's so cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah. So I want to hear about that live. You know, you guys, I sit here and read all my inboxes and emails. Well, then it's just me talking. So I'm going to have to do that if nobody calls in and shares because this is the Lord's church. And the Lord wants to hear you. You know? Are you feeling a little better? I know you were having a cold.
Yeah, I feel so much better. I had the worst cold, but I feel like 100% better today. So thank goodness for that because I was not well yesterday. I couldn't even talk.
Yeah, I could tell you weren't well. But You still have that, you know, give off that peace and joy vibe even when you're sick.
It's so true. It was almost like I needed the rest. I wasn't giving it to myself, so boom. I was like, I told you to rest. I'm going to have you rest one way or the other.
Right.
So maybe a little bit of that. But, yeah, I remember talking to you the night before. I was just having just a wonderful night with the Lord, just feeling so much love. You know, probably had something to do with the high fever I was running, but either way, I'll take it. And, you know, the next day I woke up with a cold, but just was relaxing all day in bed, and it wasn't too bad.
Wow. Hey, you know what? Guess who just called, Joe?
Who called?
I'm Leah.
Ooh, let's hear from Leah.
Leah.
Hello.
Did you really find a other?
Yes, that was fun.
Okay. I haven't opened up the message yet. Can you tell us all about it?
Okay. Well, I was, like, looking out the door, and, like, I have a big glass screen door, like, and so I was looking it out, and then all of a sudden I seen this tiny little white feather fly down to the ground, and I was like, oh, my gosh, it's a native feather. So, like, ran outside, and then I was looking for it, and I couldn't find it. I was like, where did it go? And so I was like, where did it go? I was asking God, and he was like, it's in the grass. See if you can find it. And then so I'm, like, sitting there, like, looking and looking. And then I saw it, and I was like, ah, I found it.
Wow.
I know. It's so tiny. It's awesome. I'm still holding it. I was super excited about that.
Yeah. I remember when Katie found hers, it was real tiny and precious like that, real sweet.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Oh, I love it. I love angels. Now, is this Alana? Don't go, Leah. We want to talk. Is this Alana 413?
Oh, my God. Yes, this is me. How are you?
Hi, sweetie. Alana.
Good evening, all.
Don't make me read your inbox. Don't make me do it.
Oh, shoot. Oh, is everybody having a wonderful evening?
Amen.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Enjoy.
Grandma Pat, we love you. I can't hear the birds, Grandma. Where are they?
Oh, they're just quiet. You better be grateful they're quiet because they can be annoying, and the dog. So we're good tonight.
You know what's
How's
weird
everybody?
I think people in this church can get interpretation from your dog barking and your birds chirping.
Oh, go right ahead and try. I'd like to have a sock and put it in their mouth. Sometimes they're terrible. Oh, no, sometimes they're very sweet.
Oh, my gosh. Luco Evans is on the line. The co-host, Luco Evans.
Hey, Luco.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Okay, honey.
Yay, Luco's here.
Hey, yay.
What's up, Luco? How you doing? Yeah, I couldn't respond to your text, so.
I thought you did.
No, I did. I mean, like, I was just studying, you know, I mean, it took me, like, 3 hours to do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just packing, getting ready to go back to Vermont.
Oh, Vermont. It's beautiful there.
It is.
Love
I'm
it.
Over
love
in New
it,
York
it.
For now. I need to get out of here and go home.
I hear you, honey. I hear you.
That's the plan.
Get out. Yeah.
Yeah.
You might
that's
even
fine.
Fly.
That would be much better. That's right.
Up,
yeah.
Up, straight up. Goodbye, Vermont.
I know this is a quick way to start the show, but I mean to start the church service, but we have a new person in the chat room named His Way 777, and this person, he's not new. He's been here before, but we all accused him of being Red X in disguise, if the church remembers doing that to him. You know how Red X makes fake accounts and tricks us all the time? So His Way 777 is not Red X, and he's in the chat room, and I wanted to play our telephone game on him just to start out, you know, because before we forget.
Okay, that's a good idea.
What's his name?
Yeah. Well, his YouTuber name is His Way 777, so just call him His Way, I guess. And when we start a game of, I know it's kind of fresh and fast to start that way, but I just don't want His Way to escape without getting a word. And I'll get sidetracked, because I'm rapture-centric, and I have rapture ADD, and I'll forget. Do y'all mind starting it out that way?
No, it's okay. It's good.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah. A little bit of a, I don't know, not an echo, but just kind of odd sounding.
It's kind of annoying. My sister, she's out of town, so I don't have her iPhone, so I'm using my old beat-up phone. But We got Luca on the line. We got Joe. We have Anna, we have Alana, and we have Pat. And we have me, and we also have people in the chat room. So let's begin. Let's pray for His way, Lord. We thank you so much for His way, and we ask you to bless him today. We ask you to speak to us and about him, so we can be a blessing, Father. In Jesus' name, we love you, His way.
Amen.
Thanks for being here. RCC welcomes you. And we're going to see what the Lord tells us. We just want to bless you. That's all we want to do is love on you.
Oh, sweet.
He gave me a word already. For His way, is that it?
Yeah, His way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just told me straight up. He just said, "Tell him, don't be afraid." So that's all he told me.
That's awesome. His way, don't be afraid. That's a good word. That's kind of funny you said that, because it makes me want to laugh, because he got here like 30 minutes before everybody else, and I opened up the chat room early, and we were talking, and I was trying to bully him into calling. So, I mean, you know how I can get kind of like a rapture bully, you know, Luca, when I get
on that?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, dude, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, almost threatening him if he doesn't call in. And so the fact that you would say don't be afraid makes me laugh, because it's like he's probably afraid to call in after I got done with him.
Oh, I had no idea. I don't even know anything about this person. I was just like, okay.
No,
I even like asked God again. I was like, you really want me to tell him just not be afraid? He's like, yeah.
Aww. That's
so cool. Hey, you guys, let's continue our words. I just want to say there are three people logged in as guests in the chat room, and you need to make a profile, please. Otherwise, we kick you out, because you can make up a fake name, but that's what we do, because we're family here, and we have to be able to love you. We can't love you from a distance. So that's a warning. I'm going to kick you in 5 minutes. It's really easy to make a profile. And welcome, Josh Loves God. I'm hoping that's Josh Barnes.
Okay.
Anyway, let's continue. God bless His way. If anyone else on the line gets a word, please pipe in. Well, I got a word. Y'all still there? It's awfully quiet.
Yeah. I'm writing something down.
I just heard real clear in my spirit, the joy of the Lord is your strength. His way.
Yeah.
His way 777. I heard the joy of the Lord is your strength. And
All right. I'll be faithful to my way always. I never leave you.
His way or His way?
God's
His way. His way 777 is his profile. His way.
I know, I was making a pun.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I haven't slept much, so sorry. Yeah, I'm
you
kind of tired.
Yeah, I bet you're having a rough day. Oh, poor thing.
Judy having a rough day? Nah.
Well, yeah, if you don't
know,
get sleep, you have a rough day.
It's still a real good day. I didn't even get Luca's joke, and that's sad. That's really sad.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah. That is sad.
Maybe you need to do it with a Leroy voice or something.
Oh, yeah.
His way or His way?
My way.
Yeah.
Or the highway.
Can you repeat your words in His way?
Yeah. Be faithful to my way always. I never leave you. That's just what went through me.
Beautiful. Welcome, caller 306. What's your name?
Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
How are you, honey?
Have you ever called in before?
I've not called in. I've spoken to Luca and Keith, but no, I've not called in.
Well, welcome, sweetie.
Oh, well, welcome. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church. Tell us about yourself. What's Jesus done for you lately?
Everything.
Cool.
Tell us a good story. Tell us a good one.
a good story.
Yeah. He's done this major extra squishy in love with him. What's he done lately?
Jesus has done a lot for me. He's healed me. He's helped me. He's supported me. He's dragged me kicking and screaming through quite a lot of trials.
Amen.
And I just wanted to say, Keith told me yesterday that I should call, and I was afraid to call. I've been very afraid to call, and I think you guys are really strong to be able to come and talk on an international radio station to so many people. I think that shows a lot of strength, and so I just thought I'd tell you that I'm doing that because God wants me to, but I'm terrified.
Oh, don't be, honey. We love you.
Well, you sure are wonderful to call in, even though you're terrified, and I get that. You know, when I had to do this show for the first time, it's weird because it's like you're talking to like a lot of people, and you're sitting home in your pajamas, you know, with, in front of a computer. Go, it's weird. It's just weird. I just want to welcome on.
Welcome, Barbara.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hi, Keith.
Thank you. Judy.
Okay, Keith, is that you, my dear?
No, it's me. It's Leah.
Oh, it's hi,
Leah.
Okay,
I wasn't done. Oh, no, I had something to say to,
Barbara?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what you were talking about, Leah?
Well,
sure.
I think it was
Speedway.
Oh, okay.
So, Barbara, sorry, I want you to share some more. Would it help if I asked you a question about your testimony with the Lord, or is there something burning on your heart that you would like to share with us?
There kind of is. He wants me to talk about reconciliation.
Okay.
And I didn't plan anything because I find...
We don't plan anything either. It's all good.
Yeah, because I think that the best testimonies are real and inspired. They're not things that you plan to say. So as I say, I'm a little shaky.
It's all right, honey.
Well, you know, you're at home here because one time the Lord told me about this church, Rapture Centric Church. He said, you know why I love this church? And I thought he was going to say something really amazing about everybody, and he went, because none of you know what you're doing. And he laughed really hard and said, that's why I love it here, because I can do what I need to do because you know, you're letting me, because you don't know what you're doing. And so that's a great spot to be in. So please share. Everyone in the chat room is dying to hear you talk.
About reconciliation. My life is really about reconciliation, and it has been for quite a while. My job is about reconciliation, and my relationships with people in my life, they are all broken and damaged, and everybody that I know knows how I feel about God, that I'm a believer, that I've been a believer my whole life, but they make a lot of fun of me right now, and so I was really comforted by listening to the radio show, because I thought, well, I'm not the only person in the world who's like this. And I didn't plan to call and talk about reconciliation. God really told me to. And so I just want to talk about that because reconciliation is basically our entire Christian experience. We are all about reconciling ourselves to God. And we all need to do that. And there's a lot of layers to that. And I've just been going through this process for the last few months, really learning what that means. And he wants me to tell you some stuff. And this is really hard.
You're doing great, honey.
Okay. Basically, the world that we live in, we handed it off to Satan with one choice. And we've needed reconciliation ever since. And what Christ did for us, you know, loving us enough to die for us so he could forgive us. That's the only thing we need to get right in our world. And everything, if you look at it in our lives that goes wrong or that happens or that we, it's all about relationship with God and relationship with each other and then relationship with the world. And reconciliation is hard because it's easy to forgive people who've never hurt you, and it's easy to love people who've never hurt you. Sorry, to forgive people that you love and to love people who've never hurt you. But it's hard to forgive people who've hurt you, particularly when you're not feeling much love for them. And I guess the simplest way to say it is that God's been teaching me that, like everything in our Christian walk, you can't do it yourself. You have to get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit do it for you. And I've been trying to forgive myself and some other people, and I wasn't able to work that out. And I thought deep and hard about forgiveness and love. And I thought, what's wrong with me? And what's wrong with me is my condition. I'm a sinner, and I'm reconciled to God through what Christ has done for me. But I'm not capable of being holy without the Holy Spirit. So I have to get out of God's way sometimes, and I have to give those things up and say, I can't do this, but it needs to be done. You do it. You change me. And that was what he wanted me to tell you. And he gave me words, but I'll give it to you later.
Thank you, honey.
Wow.
Thank you, dear.
That's beautiful. Please share some more.
What do you want me to share about?
You're going.
Well, yeah. Reconciliation in your life, what does it look like for you, Barbara?
Well, I had some relationships with a lot of people, and a lot of crazy bad stuff happened. And, you know, there was like 7 crazy years, and I feel like I've been through my own private tribulation. And
yeah.
Everybody got
yeah.
hurt. Everybody got hurt. And I feel so bad for everybody because, you know, they all think that I'm weak and silly for loving the bad guys and believing in Jesus. And they think that mm-hmm. this is all weakness, and it really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's all strength.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I lost someone that I loved very much. And I was really mad about that. I was so mad that I almost stopped believing in God because God kept telling me, you love those people like I love you. You let me do what I'm going to do. You love them. And I was treated like loving people who are broken, people who've experienced trauma, people who are really hurting inside so much that they don't know that they're hurting other people, that they're reacting with righteous indignation. They don't know what they're doing. And everyone says, oh, you have to go away from those people. You have to go away from those people. And I don't want to. I want to love them. So this person that I lost really hates me. Really hates me. It's very painful. And God's been taking me down this really painful road, and he said, you know, this didn't happen by accident. People did this to you. People got interfering in your life, and they told some lies, and there's this huge big mess now. And I'm like, no, that didn't happen. He's like, no, it really did. And finally I went, okay, why? And it boils down to people are hurting, and they don't know how to reconcile. They don't know how to deal with each other. They don't know how to forgive each other. They don't know how to stop when they feel that righteous indignation. They don't know how to stop and go, hey, that's a cue. I should stop now, and I should see where this is coming from. You know, what fear is this based in? Because it's always based in a fear, and you have the option at that point to recognize that feeling and change the way that you're going to deal with things, or you can be really bad and facilitate, you know, a snowball effect of really bad things, which is what we've all been doing. And so I really hear what God's saying about love them like I love you. Love them no matter what. Love them no matter what. And the people that are broken, they're not just the people you know. They're everywhere. And so I had this experience where where I felt for, like, not even a minute how bad people felt in the real tribulation. And I was horrified for those people, that lack of love, that love being yanked away from you. And I couldn't stop crying. And God really spoke to me there. And I said, I get it. This pain that I'm experiencing, it's nothing compared to the pain I would experience without being you. And if the loss of this human love in my life is a metaphor for how you feel when everybody won't believe in you, you know, I kind of get that. It was really painful. And he said, yeah, that's it. That's it. You translate that into love for everyone. So ever since, I've been praying for people who've experienced trauma. I've been praying for people who are broken. And if you hurt, and if you've been broken, or something bad has happened to you, and you can't see God anymore, I've prayed for you. Okay, I've prayed for you. If you've hurt people because you can't even see your own pain, I've prayed for you. If you've experienced trauma, I've prayed for you because I want God to do for you what he's done for me. I want him to put his arms around you and let you feel his love. Do you know what I mean? I pray that, and I pray it regularly. So you don't even have to ask me to do that, because I do that all the time. I want you to know that if you feel alone and you feel like everybody's out to get you and everybody's making fun of you and that there's no hope for you, that God is on your side and somebody's praying for you. That's what he told me about reconciliation. And when he died for us, that was reconciliation. There was no righteous indignation in that. That was exactly the opposite of that. That was complete and total humiliation of our God for us, because he loves us that much. And I, you know, I just want to cry when I think about it. And I just want to be so grateful when I think about it, because he saved me from so much pain. And for every person who ever felt that kind of pain, I pray every day that he pulls you out of it the way he did me. I just know that he wants to reconcile with you so badly. There.
Wow. That's beautiful. Would anybody on the line like to ask Barbara a question or about reconciliation?
It's got a few parts.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Barbara there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Barbara, it's me, Keith. How are you doing?
Hey, Keith. How are you doing?
Hey, good. Why don't you talk about reconciliation and how it applies with the bride, each of us with our relationship with God, you know, like what you think about concerning that reconciliation. So we can apply it to our lives.
Okay.
For all of us out there.
Reconciliation is the whole point. It is basically forgiveness and love. And it's really deep. I mean, I had to think about that for a really long time. But it has some parts to it. And I think the first part is about relationship. When we recognize that we need to be reconciled with God, the next thing we need to do is build a relationship with him. And that relationship with him is based entirely on faith. That's the thing that we can give to God. More than anything else in our lives, we can give him faith, because God's sort of intangible and faith is intangible, and that's what he wants from us. So our relationship with him in faith is the way that we develop that relationship. And then we can develop that relationship with the people around us, kind of like the way we are. You know, we're all people who live all over the world, and here we are talking. I mean, it's hard to find people to talk about Jesus with. Here we are talking about really deep concepts like our relationship with God. As far as the bride is concerned, you know, God looks at us like Judy was just saying. You know, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. You're out there and you're talking to people, and you're talking about me, and you're talking about your relationship with me. And after we've developed that relationship, then we can look at things like restoration. You know, everything that's been taken from you, everything that Satan stole from you, everything that you feel like you've lost, we're going to get that all back and more because of our relationship with God. Is that what you meant, Keith?
Yeah.
You know, when I was little, I used to my dad's really, really big, and I was really, really little, and I used to walk along beside my dad. And I went a whole bunch of places with my dad, but I never saw any of them because all I did was watch the floor and try and keep up. So I held my dad's hand, and I watched his feet. And when I talk to God about what's going to happen and when it's going to happen and dates and stuff like that, I just say, you know what, I don't want to know. I'm going to do this entirely on faith. I'm going to just skip along beside you. Because when I was a little kid, it never occurred to me that my dad might not be paying attention to me, to where he was walking with me or banging me into anything. It never even occurred to me, and I wanted that kind of relationship with God that I would just say, okay, you know what, I'm not going to ask any of that stuff. I'm just going to skip along and let you show me. And like I said, this has been a really hard walk, and I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want anybody to like feel sorry for me or anything. Everything's awesome. But I really wanted a faith-based relationship with him, and I wanted more than anything else to for my faith. I would pray for faith, and I would pray for love, and I would pray to know Jesus better. And he really does give me that. He really does help me create a relationship with him. And part of what helped me with that was Luco. Part of what helped me with that was Keith. Part of it was the church and listening to Judy. Like, I heard Judy say some stuff that I believed my whole life, and churches don't believe. You know, like, you're going to walk down that road. Remember, she's saying, you're going to walk down that road. Don't go down that road. You're going to go down that road. Well, I'm going with you. You know, Jesus is going with you, and so are all the angels. We're going to go with you. And, you know, I've always believed that kind of stuff faithfully, and the church is always like, you have to do this, you have to do that. And I'm not saying that churches are bad, you know, I know I met great people at churches, but they're always about how you behave. And the bride doesn't behave, the bride has a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And, you know, we, and I say we because I'm a part of this now, but, you know, you guys have been under a tremendous amount of attack, and I was a part of that attack in a way. I became really frightened because this is so outside the boundaries of the religious experience defined by an institution. But this is so in line with the way God's been leading me my whole life. You know, like my whole life, I would pray, I want to be a part of that Church of Philadelphia. I want to be part of that. I want to be part of that. I want everybody to see my love. And that relationship that I have with Jesus, that relationship that is so real. I mean, you guys taught me, he's been talking to me my whole life, but you guys taught me to sort of recognize that. Mm-hmm. And ever since, all this amazing stuff has been happening and more things have been opening up to me, and yeah. I do feel reconciled. I feel like for the first time in my life, I'm really getting it. I'm really getting love. I'm really getting it. That's what we have as the bride, and we have that entirely through our faith in what he's telling us, not what people are telling us.
Amen.
And Barbara, you're blessing a lot of people by sharing. People in the chat room, are you able to see the chat room, Barbara?
No, I'm really not. I've tried.
That's okay. But it's nice to hear your fresh talk and about your relationship with the Lord and about, you know, reconciliation and struggles. It's beautiful, and because you bless so much, and we do want you to continue to share, but we want to get you real good, if you don't mind. We have a game called Telephone, where you don't have to say anything, but everybody hears from the Lord, and they tell you what God is saying about you. It's always good stuff. So if you don't mind, we'd like to welcome you with Telephone. We'd like to do that to all of our new people. Is that okay?
Yeah, I just want you to know you did telephone for me a couple of days ago. It was amazing.
Oh, that's right. You were the person who, that's right. They said Barbara was waiting. Okay. Well, can we do it again since you called in? Because this was amazing that you called in. Can we do that again?
Sure, I would love that. That was one of those powerful experiences.
We're going to bless you again because you're blessing us. Okay, so... I'm having some technical issues here. My computer's not charging, and I might lose y'all. Let's see. Is it working now? Whoa.
We can hear you.
Okay, yeah, but my computer, for some reason, oh, there it goes. Okay. Is it going to work? That's okay. So I'll read the words from the chat room, Barbara, and let's just go ahead and get... Bless Barbara again. I don't know. I just I'd like to do that. So if everyone that's on the line has been unmuted, and Lord, we thank you for Barbara. We thank you for what she has to share with us and teach us. Thank you, Father, that, you know, her brokenness has touched us, and you've been her healer. So we ask you to bless her now with some words. So if anyone in the chat room has words, I'll read them out loud.
When she was talking, he was just saying to me, oh, I love this one so much. When you were talking, sweetheart, yeah.
Rojo in the chat room says, Barbara, you are my sweet spirited bride. And M. Bell says, God is happy that Barbara called in.
Amen.
He is too. He's very happy. You're going to have a lot to teach us. And I love learning. Hannah says, Barbara, her courage makes me happy. I love her. She is mine.
Amen. You are like a lovely melody to my heart.
You know, he lets me sing in the spirit.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Very nice.
You sing too, don't you?
Yes. I try. I try.
I was just praying one day, and then I sing in the really world. And I started singing, and I was just blown away.
Yeah. You ever sing in tongues? Yeah.
Does anybody else on the line have a word for Barbara? If anyone's on the line and has a word, please go ahead and speak it now. You're all unmuted, beautiful church. Roman in the chat room says, Barbara, you are strong but precious to me. You have a lot in store for you. I have planned so much for you. You will be great in the kingdom, my child.
Amen.
And Barbara,
we love you, Barbara.
Barbara, I oftentimes get feelings for people, and I just feel God's outrageous joy over you, and I feel his outrageous joy. That's all I feel for you. That's really exciting.
Thank you.
I feel his love for you. I feel his love for you. It's really, really powerful. He really loves you, honey. You are great joy to him. Great joy.
Thank you.
You bring him great happiness, sweetheart.
Well, he brings me quite a lot of happiness, too. I mean, with everything that's happened, he sure has been good to me.
He'll always be good to you, sweetheart. You're his. And he'll always take care of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope I can read some He and I later, because there's some here that I think will just feed into your heart, you know. But I'll wait. I'll wait.
Thank you so much for that.
Sure.
Yeah, God bless you. I'm not seeing anything else in the chat room. Go ahead.
I don't have a lot of long-distance minutes every month, so I'm going to hang up.
Barbara.
I'll keep listening.
We love you, sweetheart. We love you. You're part of our family. We love you. So, you know, we're always here for you. Because Jesus in us is here for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Keith, for talking me into doing this.
Oh, amen, honey. Amen.
Well, thank you, Keith, for talking her into it. We sure appreciate that.
You
know what it's like to have to save minutes on your phone. So goodbye, and thank you for making yourself known and for blessing us. God bless you so much, Barbara.
Love you, sweetheart. Love you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, baby. Bye-bye.
Hi, area code 614. Welcome.
Hi, this is Chris from Ohio. I'm just listening.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hey.
Yes. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
How you doing,
Chris,
honey?
Chris from Ohio. Tell me about the weather in Ohio today, Chris, because I just want to hang out and talk with you.
Oh, the weather is cloudy.
Uh-huh.
Cloudy and coldish. But it could be worse, so that's good. It's all good. You guys are doing a great job talking. Keep up the good work.
Chris?
Yeah.
Have you had any experiences with God, you know, just that kind of caught you off guard that were kind of fun this week?
No, not really. I have a vision that Jesus has kind of descended from heaven and is just right here.
Aww.
And angels are kind of lined up like a funnel, ready to take us up. So, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Let's hope it's soon.
Oh, it's nice. Nice to hear. Very nice. Yay.
Wow, that's wonderful. So, Chris, how many kids do you have, Chris?
I have three kids. 18, 16,
14. Kids. What a blessing.
Yeah, they're awesome kids.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. They have an awesome mother.
Amen.
Very, very blessed. Very blessed. Have your kids taught you anything lately, Chris?
No, not in particular.
No. No, okay. Well, I thought maybe they might have taught you something. Kids are such a good way to learn stuff.
Amen.
Some lessons are hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, my dear, all right. Well, would anybody, okay, oops, here we go. If anybody would like to share anything, we'd like to. Pat, why don't you read for us?
I will, honey, I will. I hope Barbara is still listening because I just wanted to say something about forgiveness. You know, one of the reasons we have a very hard time with forgiveness, and like you said, Judy, it's not about emotions. It's about the act of the will. God died to make our will one with his. So when you say, you know, we have to forgive, but when you, and we all have people. Man, I got people too. And I say, Jesus, I forgive them. I still want to, my fist is still I forgive, I forgive. But you won't have the feelings of, you're still going to be left with the bitterness and everything, but you told the Lord you want to forgive, and that's what he wanted to hear, and you got those words out to him, I forgive. It's like pulling teeth sometimes, but just say, I forgive this person. Never mind about the emotions or the feelings. That will come later. The Holy Spirit will give it to you later. But just make that act of, because it frees yourself, and then you've lifted the burden. Whether that person wants to be forgiven or not, you forgave, and that brings peace to you because you did what you're supposed to do. Think of all the things of how we offend God, and he forgives us, not 7 times 70, but forever, meaning forever. So we have to forgive others too. But, you know, it's hard. It is hard because you've been hurt, really, really hurt some people. But if you can say, I forgive, God, I forgive this person, and then let him deal with all the yuck, all of this, all of that. Let him clean it up. Let him just work in you because you made the act of will to say, with your free will, and you didn't have to do it, but you believe in him, you believe in forgiveness, and you say, I forgive. And just say it and let him take care of it from there. That's what he wanted to hear. And you'll find, you'll be freed up. You'll find a odd kind of peace in you that, well, I forgave that person, like, that's what I did. I did the right thing, you know. So that's just, I'm just I just wanted to put that out there. It's not always about emotions. Because you didn't feel the emotion, you might be tricked into thinking, "Well, I didn't forgive." Well, you did forgive. You through your will, you forgave that person. But again, you're not always going to have the emotional feelings with that, but they will come later because you made a sincere act of "I forgive." So I hope that makes sense. You know.
Yes, it makes great sense.
Yes, it's not, like you said, I loved how you said it's not about emotions, because I said, boy, I'm glad you said that, because that's how I feel, because sometimes we get so caught up with emotions and we don't think something is sincere unless we're feeling it, and that's not true. That is not true. And the enemy will come in and get you all crazy and you know, stupid with emotions and things, and it's an act of the will. You know, God's looking at what did you mean? You know, just say it. Just say it, and all that will follow later. And you find, day by day, because you said that, you get a little bit more peaceful about it, you know. So let me just read a little bit of he and I here. he said here, when you ask, believe that I am good enough to answer you, otherwise you will deprive me of giving. Remember that the crucifixion is the prelude to the resurrection, that is, to all joys. Live in me. I am your principle, your fountain of life and joy, the dayspring of your being. And that is why when you see me, you will be able to say, I recognize you, you whom I have never seen. And he says, give yourself to me as you are at any moment in your life, just as you are. Of course, in an instant I can change you, but you must believe it. You must put your trust in me. And this is so beautiful. He says, be very simple with me. You know how people act in family. They kiss each other affectionately morning and evening, and this is perfectly natural. And sometimes during the day, some word or gift makes them exchange a loving look. There are outpourings of tenderness. Oh, if only I were allowed to be one of the family. And she says, it was about judging here, and he said to her, don't judge too quickly. Don't judge people by appearances. He says, I want to indwell your very being. I'll leave you. I am life, life itself. So don't have any other will than mine, the will of my Father, and you will be rewarded on the final day. And she says, well, what should I expect from him today? She's just thinking that, and he says, everything that you've asked for in faith. So there you go. I hope that helps somebody, you know. He's
beautiful.
A sweetie.
Thank you.
He's a sweetie.
Thank you sharing.
Anytime. Every you know, whenever I'm on, I want to share he and I with you, because it's going to feed somebody, and it's going to get the clinch off of you. It's going to just throw you into his arms. And whenever I'm upset, I mean, and we all have stuff, I read a few lines and I'm calmed down immediately, and it's like, okay, maybe I goofed, but Jesus isn't mad at me. He's like trying to help me get over whatever it is I have to get over, and his arms are there. Let me hold you, you know, cry on my shoulder. Get it out, and stop condemning yourself. I forgive you. You're sorry for what you did. I know you didn't mean it, so just get over this. Just tell me you love me and carry on.
Okay, so people, we have Joe on the line, we have Leah, we have Chris, and let's see, Tana. Tana, can you talk right now? Or maybe that's not Tana. Who's 8186? Oh, that's Keith. Keith, how are you feeling today?
No, I'm just listening today.
Can you repeat that? How are you feeling today?
Oh, could be better. So, could be better today.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. I can hear you now.
Yeah, it could be better today. Just, you know, I just want people to open my Bible just now. I said I have 1 second, you know, I'm just going to open it, just any old passage, and I just quickly grabbed it and opened it. And then the thing that was underlined and that was, he sent forth his word and he healed me. So that was really encouraging. That, you know, that kind of renewed my faith today, you know.
Yeah.
It kind of told me that maybe he's going to heal me through his word, you know, so I thought that was really cool.
Wow, that's wonderful. You know, some of us struggles in his health. You know, he's got some health issues, and for him to be so positive I mean, that's right there. That just encourages me to hear his attitude and his suffering. You know, some days he feels like he might not even live till tomorrow. And the fact that he's pressing on, I just feel God's joy, and he's so proud of you. But he already told little John he's going to heal you. And we don't know when the manifestation of that is going to take place. But I want to claim that it's today. I want to believe that Keith is healed today. I'd like to ask the whole, if it's okay, I'd like to ask the whole Rapture Centric Church. I just feel led right now for us all to lift Keith up and pray for his health and pray for God's continued outpouring on him, even in his condition. But we all know ultimately it's God's will to heal. It always is. And Keith is like the person that's not given up. He is like, no. And God told little John, he said, I'm healing him. He told two people at the RCC Fellowship that are sick, M. Bell and Keith, and he said, God specifically told little John, he said, I will heal them. That's what he said. So I'm real confident. I would like it to manifest today, and I don't think there's anything wrong with praying for that. So, Keith, did you want to share what you need healing in? Because somebody in the chat room asked, because M. Bell in the chat room asked if you would like to share what you need healing in.
Yeah, I need, I have a fungus infection that I got 4 years ago from mold in my lungs, and it basically prevented me from taking anything that can, herbs, and I'm allergic to most all foods and herbs and most things out there. It set up a parasite problem, you know, in my digestive tract when it went into the digestive tract. So that's what I've been dealing with. Just been dealing with life threatening. I have no energy, you know. When I woke up this morning, I almost did not have the energy to get up. You know, it was not good. So definitely pray that the fungus gets healed and goes away immediately, and any parasite problem goes away immediately, you know. With the fungus going away, all the food allergies will be gone as well. And that, you know, God will, his word says that I'm healed. We're standing on it, and every single person and the bride that's on the RCC, we're all in agreement that my body is healed and I will get better and better every single day, starting at this very moment. So we're all in agreement on that. And God said, if two or three agree in my name, you know, I'll give it to you. So,
we're going to do that right now.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Keith is just going to receive our prayers. Keith is going to sit here and do nothing, lay down if you have to, and he's going to receive our prayers. So I would like everybody in the chat room to make your prayer into writing. This is serious now, okay? We love Keith, and he's part of our family, and he's got a YouTube channel, and you can go give on PayPal to his YouTube channel. I know when I gave, I got blessed. It's good soil. He's someone that struggles, and, you know, you want to give $20 to help him out, it's all good. But here we go. So in the chat room, we'll do all of our crazy talk in a minute, but I really like to ask that we can respect this prayer time and really just lift up prayers of healing as a whole body. Jesus Christ is our pastor, and we know what his will is to heal. So let's lift up Keith. And while we're at it, let's lift up M. Bell, because we know M. Bell has his condition he's fighting. And we just want to believe for complete healing. I know from little John that both these men are going to be healed. So let's just lift them up in Jesus' name. So if you're on the phone right now, you're unmuted. And I would like you to pray. And God, it would be really nice to hear your audible prayer. And in the chat room, I'll read your prayers. So here we go. Ready, go. Sorry, I got here. Hold on 1 second here. So, Pat, do you want to pray?
Yes,
do you want to start us out in prayer for Keith?
Sure. Yeah, Jesus, I once read that, thank God for what he's going to do for somebody, even if they feel that they have a condition and they're not cured and they're thinking, oh, yeah, I'm good. So I say this, we thank you, our Jesus, for all you are doing and you're going to do for Keith and M. Bell to restore them to perfect health. We are more than two or three gathered here. We are a whole family in you, Lord Jesus, gathered. And we ask, we thank you for the healing through your precious blood and holy wounds, for the merits of your passion, death, and resurrection and ascension into heaven, for all your sufferings, for your 33 years on the earth. We just offer all these merits to the Eternal Father, and we offer this, and we thank you for the healing that you are going to give Keith and M. Bell and anybody in this family or out there anywhere who needs healing. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. In your most powerful name, Jesus, we pray, and we trust you to it. We trust you to it, Jesus. By your stripes, we are healed. You've healed us. In thy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
You're welcome, honey.
And Red X in the chat room says to M. Bell and Keith, if you guys know these verses, but I'm going to read them out loud because there's power in agreement. And this whole church is in agreement right now for M. Bell and Keith. And by his wounds we are healed. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, from Psalm 103. And Rojo says, Keith, praying that peace and healing from Jesus surround you. And Rojo says for Bell, praying for complete healing right now. We're all agreeing right now in the name of Jesus that manifestation of healing comes today for both Keith and Amen. Bell, two men of God who love you and are not giving up on what your word says. And they're not going to be taken out before the blink, before the rapture. They're getting taken, healed. And we just believe that, and we stand on that. Romans says, be healed now in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Chris from Ohio, can you pray for us, for these two men? Chris, are you still there? I see somebody else on the line. Leah, can you offer up a prayer? Is this a good time? I think some people have themselves muted, so let's see. Joe, could you say a prayer for us, Joe?
Yeah, sure. Am I unmuted?
Yeah, you're unmuted. Yeah, everyone's unmuted.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you as a group, as your bride. Please hear us and smell the incense we're sending up, Lord. We really feel pain that our brothers and sisters are feeling, Lord. We know that we all wait for your gifts, but we also know that your gifts are being bestowed upon us every day, Lord. We're just overlooking them, too excited about the big gift. Please let us be in the here and now and all join our energies together and ask you to send your love and your peace on our brothers Chris and M. Bell, and please bless them with your healing power. We know that you can do it. I've seen it myself, Lord, with my own body. Please bestow the peace that only you can upon them, Joe. Your faith, their faith is strong in you, and that's all. That's all it takes, Lord. So we pray this together as a group so that you hear us all as a group. Your holy name, amen.
Amen. Jesus, and you're reminding me that, Jesus, you've shown up on our radio and you've done miracles like clapping and you know, the funny fart thing that you did for us. And we want to see the miracle of healing in this church. We've seen right. lots of spiritual healing. We want to see physical healing manifest simply because we know you can do it. And we're agreeing in unity together as a church that Keith and M. Bell will no longer be men that are sick in their bodies, that this has been long enough, Lord. And we agree with your word that they will be healed even this day. In Jesus' name, we love you, God. We love you. Yeah. We trust you. We thank you for these men that have been such a blessing to our fellowship. You're so good, Lord. To your church, Lord, to your church. They serve your church, and they're such a blessing. So if anyone else is on the line and would like to offer up a prayer, everybody's unmuted. And in the chat room, I'll read out the prayers of agreement from Deborah. Dear Jesus, please heal Keith and M. Bell of all that ails them. Bring complete healing to them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet in Jesus' name. And Roman says, Bell, be healed now in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. And Tana says, we thank you, Lord Jesus, our healer and pastor of RCC, for performing miraculous healings on Keith and M. Bell. You are the great healer. By his stripes, Lord Jesus, Keith and M. Bell are healed. Ooh, I feel the power. I don't know if anyone's feeling that, but I'm feeling real drunk over here. And the Holy Ghost drunk. not from chocolate syrup, but really the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Everybody in the chat room is agreeing with all these prayers. Roman says, glory to God for healing Keith and Belle. And Red says, when the Israelites left Egypt, there was no sick or infirm among them because they were covered under the blood.
Right.
Yes. Oh, go ahead and pray in tongues if you want. Yes. We love you, Daddy. We love you. We can't wait to see what you're about to do. You're so sweet. We love you, Jesus. I pray right now for manifestation in Belle's and Keith's body. I pray that I agree with Deborah's prayer that they would feel you from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord, that they would feel your presence just overcoming them and bringing healing in Jesus' name. Well, that was good. How do you feel, Keith? He's probably relaxing.
I was feeling the Holy Spirit strong. I was feeling the Holy Spirit real strong. Yeah, wonderful.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. Me too. I mean, you never feel him, you guys. He's still there doing his work. But it's really fun when he does let you feel him. Don't be bitter or sad if you're one of those people that never gets to feel him. My son, he's only 10, and he doesn't get a bunch of the feelings. So he kind of gets a little bit, he's like, I want to feel it. But what God does do is he talks to him constantly and stuff. So, but, you know, if you really want God, feel God, you could just ask him. And my son has asked him, and when God wants him to feel him real strong, he will, bottom line. So, Lord, we just pray for the whole church that you would touch our five senses in Jesus' name. I must say, it really is fun to get tickled in your five senses. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all of Rapture-Centric Church, if they want to be touched in their five senses by your glorious power. I thank you, Father, for your touch that that tantalizes our five senses. In Jesus' name, because you're so good, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Well, you know what, Keith? Can you hear me, Keith?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Somebody in the chat room said that it's his way, 777, our new, well, he's not new, but he made a name finally. He said in the comments when we were praying for you that he's really blessed by your teaching. And, you know, he probably didn't even know you were sick because that's the way you are, Keith. You come on and you give and you share. And I don't think a lot of people know you're sick, you know, just because you don't act like it. Because by faith, you're standing strong. And, you know, people don't know what I know. I mean, I'll have days where Keith was going to share and give us a good teaching, and he'll text me and say, Judy, I'm feeling really not good today. I'm going to have to do it another day. My body, you know, his body's weak. So I just want to thank you, Keith, for making God look good, even when you're sick. You know, you just call in, you give us. I'd like you to, if you have energy today, I'd like to hear more about your discernment teaching. I know somebody in the chat room mentioned that. It was his way. He said, I really enjoyed his teaching the other day. God bless him. And we're just blessed by you at this church.
Blessed,
we're really
please.
Blessed.
Thank you. Yeah, I can share a little bit on discernment. I'd love to do that. You ready?
Yeah, we'd love.
So discernment is, like, to me, it's one of the most powerful gifts we can have right now because, like, we're in the end times. We all know that. So what does that mean that we're in the end times? Well, that would mean that we're dealing with, you know, angels and spirits that belong to the Lord, Holy Spirit, you know, and then we're also dealing with the, like Darth Vader, you know, we're dealing with Darth Vader's side and then Luke Skywalker's side, right? God's side and then the other side. So it's really vital when we run into one of Darth Vader's people that we know it's Darth Vader and we don't mistake it for one of our teams. You know, it's really crucial. And it sounds so simple, but it's really not easy to recognize. Discernment is a, it's a tool that you have to sharpen every day. And if you're never, ever going to have whatever discernment you have, you need more. And wherever you're at, there's you're gonna want more. Discernment allows you to peer into, go inside the spirit realm, travel inside the spirit realm, and sense angels and you know, the evil. It's important to recognize our enemy, so we know, we need to know who our enemy is and who is not our enemy. You know, if your focus is supposed to be on God, well, then you better know what is of God and what is not of God, so you can keep your focus in the right places. You know, we're, as humans, we're just vessels. So when you get a word of knowledge from God, you say, God, give me a word of knowledge today on the rapture. So he shares with you something. That's how you can activate your gift of knowledge, by the way. Just say, God, give me a word of knowledge on, you know, my relative. Are they going to go into the rapture or not? So when you get a word of knowledge, you know, you're a vessel. So you're going to get it from God. It's going to go through your mind instantly. And then it's going to come out of your mouth. Some people are not that clear of vessels. So, yes, they may hear something clearly from God, but it goes through their mind and through their emotions, and then they kind of alter it a little bit without realizing it just because they're humans. You know, they want to kind of put the pieces together, and sometimes more intentional because they're very, like, want to get a message across, not necessarily, you know, right on. So it'll be altered, you know. So that's where your discernment comes in. When someone's teaching you something, you're like, wait a minute. Part of this sounds true. The other half doesn't sound very good. Well, because your discernment's going off. It's like a little antenna. And it's tuned into the spirit realm. And it's like, you know, okay, this is good. That's bad. Uh-oh, warning, you know. So what a lot of people do is they just take all of it and they just throw the whole thing and the person out the door and they call them a false prophet and send them to hell and everything else and throw fire and brimstone on them, okay? It's not what you want to do. Discernment means that you got to sharpen your skills, so you're going to say, the best way with discernment is whatever you feel resonates through the Holy Spirit through you, you feel good about, you know, that is what you keep, and then whatever you're not liking through your ears, you discard, okay? So you should be able to listen to anybody or anything and discern what is good and what is not, and discard what you don't like. Maybe all of it's true, but you just can't handle it. So then you discard what you don't want to hear. You know, and you ask God to help you with that discernment, so you're actually discerning good versus... Always ask God if you don't have the gift of discernment. Most Christians do not have discernment. I know they're all going to argue with me and say, oh, yes, Keith, we all do. If I took all Christians out there and I lined them up, I would tell you probably a good 99% their discernment is on a scale so small, it alarms me. Because they've never sharpened that skill. They never asked God for it. They just think they have it. And the reason why I know that is because my gift is extremely, extremely powerful. And because it's always been just more of a natural gift, but it doesn't matter. You can ask for it. But when I discern other people and what's going on out there in the world with the bride on these YouTube videos out there and all that stuff, I'm like, whoa. You know, people are ganging up on people. That's not right. Things of that nature, you know. Following each other, oh, this group and that group, you know, that's not right. So to me, I'm discerning what's going on with them, and I'm like, this is not good, you know. So I just encourage every one of you to ask God every day, put on your calendar, God, give me discernment today. Give me powerful discernment to feel, you know, your discernment is going to be five ways, by the way. It's going to be your normal senses. You're going to feel something. If you're a feeler, you're going to feel it. Ask yourself, am I a feeler or a thinker? Well, you're one of the two. If you're a thinker, you're going to just get it in your mind. You know that was wrong. This is right. If you're a feeler, you're going to feel good or bad. You're going to feel emotionally good or bad. So so most people are thinkers or feelers. You're going to get your discernment through one of the two. Some people can hear. They hear songs. When you wake up in the morning and you have a song in your head, that is coming from God. You're discerning it through your ears. So you go, well, the song was secular. It was Katie Perry's new song. Well, it doesn't matter. The Lord put it in your mind because there's a message there. You know, recently, a couple of weeks ago, the song Roar by Katy Perry was on. I kept hearing it when people were driving down the street playing the song. And immediately the Lord said, I'm the Lion of Judah, and I'm going to roar for my bride. I'm warning them, coming back now. And I I mean, all week long, it's like everywhere I went, I heard the darn song. It's crazy and wonderful. So you can discern through your hearing, through your feeling, through your seeing. You can see visions. That's discernment, you know. So discernment is, if you're, we have a physical body, but we don't, God tells us to ignore our physical body and operate in the spirit realm. That's basically what the Bible teaches. We're supposed to live in the spirit realm, not supposed to live within our flesh. We're supposed to live in the spirit realm. We're not even supposed to live in this world. We're supposed to live in this, we're walking around with our head in the clouds, so to speak. So we're supposed to live in the spirit realm, discerning good and bad, evil and good, and then obviously keep our eyes on the Lord and our heart on Him. Well, so if you discern really well, that means you're going to see angels, you're going to either sense them or feel them or hear them, depending on, if you're a thinker, you would just know they were there. If you were a feeler, you would feel the angel in the room. If you heard stuff, you might hear maybe a harp being played or something like that. And if you had the gift of seeing, then you would see the angel. So for me, I will sense that an angel's in my room immediately, and then I will get a flash of them. So I'm a feeler too. So I feel them first, and then immediately I'll see a picture of them standing there. Okay, and then all of a sudden I get knowledge about them. So I'm using all three different gifts. I'm using the feeling, the seeing, and then the knowing. Okay, so if you're a feeler, I just say go with the strongest gift God gave you. If you're a thinker or a feeler, you're one of the two, go with that. Don't try to see if you're a feeler. If you're a feeler, just go with the feeling. You know, what do I feel in this room right now? When you're listening to something or you're sensing something's wrong or, you know, not right, then ask yourself, or just ask God real quick, God, what am I feeling here? Tune me in to your side so I know who's of the enemy and who's of God. So sensing, you can sense spirits, angels and demons and all that stuff, but you also, as a more advanced gift, which is what I use, is you can sense people's spirits. In the world, they call it reading somebody. You know, when you meet someone, how do you read this person? Well, in God's world, we call it discerning their spirit. You know, they're a spirit. We all have spirits, just like an angel has a spirit, too. So you can sense the angel, you can sense the human. So when you're talking to somebody, if you're a feeler, all of you know if you're a feeler or a thinker, ask yourself questions. Just ask God, God, what do I, give me some feeling on this person. Is this person of you or not? You know, if you ask questions, then you'll get your answers. And after a while, you get so good you won't even have to ask. But always ask. When you meet somebody for the first time and they're yakking away, let them talk. And then be quiet and say, God, tell me what this person is about. What is this person about? Who are they? You know? And you can ask yourself questions. Is this person a giver or a taker, right? You'll know right away. Is this person a thinker or a feeler? Does this person believe in God? You, just because they're a stranger, you don't know if they do. Ask God, tell me these things, Lord, and you will be able to discern that person. In fact, when I see people, I could be in a grocery store with someone in line, and I can discern what's going on with them in their life. I can feel their problems. The Lord tunes me into them. And then I can read their mind many times, start scanning their mind and seeing what's going on with this person. So I immediately know that if I'm going to talk about God and this person is really upset, I'm going to watch what I say to cater to them. You know, many times people want to get people saved, but they say all the wrong things. Why? Because they're not discerning their spirit at all. They're like, you need the Lord. You're going to hell. Well, that person may be raised around a military dad, and all they thought was, rules and regs. So that was the worst thing you could tell that person, right? So if you discern them and you met them, you go, okay, Lord, tell me about this person. God's going to say, this person is really strict. They were raised in a really harsh environment. Okay, so now what are you going to do? You're going to talk about love to them, right? Because that is going to get them on God's side. Love, you know, how are you feeling today? You know, that kind of thing. So you can use your discernment to read people. And that way, when you talk to them about the Lord, you can just say just the right things. You don't have to give them all the whole book of Revelation. You can say one thing that is perfect because you're tuning into them. You know, we live in a people world, okay? The buildings don't change. The people do. So the people, you tune into the people, and then you'll know exactly what is going on around you at all the time. Most people I see, the problem is they don't tune in to people around them properly. They're not discerning them. So they walk away from relationships and problems, and they wonder, what is wrong? Everything is such a mess. That's because the whole time they were so caught up in their own world, they never discerned the person that they were in love with, married, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, discerning is about stepping outside yourself and discerning the person that's standing right in front of you. And God will tell you everything you need to know about that person to help you communicate with them better. This can improve all your relationships. Think about your sisters and your brothers. You're always acting the same. They're always acting the same, and you're always butting heads. Why? Because you're not discerning what's going on with them. So ask, say, God, give me a word of knowledge about my sister. How can I better get along with her? And he'll tell you. God, give me a feeling about my sister. Tell me, make me feel what I need to know, how to get along with her better. God, allow me to reach that relative that is the sinner. And I know they're headed straight into hell, but, Lord, I want them to go to heaven so bad. You know, I want my cousin to go to heaven. Lord, give me a feeling about what I need to do, you know. So always ask for discernment. Figure out if you're a thinker or a feeler. If you're a thinker, you're going to ask for a word of knowledge all the time, every day. Ask all the time. Ask one question and stick to one question until you get the answer. Then pay attention to your thoughts and stuff, and God will give the answer. And if you're a feeler, then you're going to ask for a feeling, see. So you're going to go through thinking or feeling. You're going to discern the people around. You're going to be asking God questions about these people. And then you're also going to be discerning, you know, when you walk into a new building or you walk into, like, I have a plumber that comes into my, he came into my apartment, for instance, a couple months ago. He opened the door and he said, Keith, I got to share with you, this is a plumber, so you obviously know they're not usually like your hardcore Christian. You know what I'm saying? They're more in the physical world. So I knew that right away. I said, he's a plumber. He's caught up in the physical reality. Everything's going to be very basic with him. Okay, we're not going to be talking spiritual things. So if anything comes out of his mouth that's spiritual, that's a big deal. And he told me, he said, Keith, I went to a place before where this woman prayed for people to be healed all the time. It was a big mansion, right, an old mansion, like a Victorian home. And I fell under the power of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. I fell out. I was laughing so hard. You? What? And then he said, you know what? I almost fell out in the Spirit just now going into your apartment. There's so much energy of God here. And I was like, what?
Wow.
He goes, yeah, Keith. I mean, I know there is. It is so great to hear. He said, I almost fell out. He was a plumber, okay? You know, he's like trying to find the wrench or whatever. He's not, this, not his stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, there's a one of the persons in the complex said, Keith, can you come to my unit? You know, so I went over to his, to talk to him, whatever, and I opened that door, and I felt, woo, darkness descend upon me. In fact, I was coughing out stuff after that. So, you know, when you go into places, discern. Ask God. God, is your spirit here? Is your Holy Spirit, is there angels here? Or, God, is there evil here? You know? Know where your enemy is at. You know what they say, right? Know where your enemy is at. So then you know what you're focused on with God. And when you watch a YouTube video and you're not sure what's going on, you just ask yourself, God, okay, if you're a feeler, you're going to say, God, give me a feeling on this. Is this with you or is this not? Now, if you're a thinker, you're going to say, God, give me a word of knowledge. Give me a knowing. Is this, like, with you or not, you know? And if the person, when I watch a YouTube video for the first time, my discernment is so sharp that I can discern word by word. I go, yes, no, yes, no. That's of God, this is not, this is not. I mean, I got it down to the word. And I'll just say, okay, getting rid of this, getting rid of that, and I'm keeping that. And I'll look into their spirit. Sometimes, many times when I watch the videos, I'll look into their spirit. Why not? They're sitting in front of you, talking to you. Look at them, you know, get to know who they are. God will teach you so many things that you ever want to know about people and things around you.
Wow.
You'll just be like a whole new world will open up for you, and you'll just
wow.
be thanking him. He knows everything. God's so darn smart. He knows everything. He is. He knows. So why would we spend
Amen.
So much time on trying to figure these things out when he can give
when
us
he can
the
do
answer.
It for you.
Yeah. So there you
Thank
go.
You.
That's
great.
Hey, Keith, can you see the chat room, Keith?
No, I can't see it.
Well, people are being really blessed. Bell saying, great application, wow. Carol saying, I want a double portion of Keith's anointing. And everyone's really much enjoying this teaching. So let me interrupt you for 1 minute, because I want you to keep going. I want to let a caller on, area code 713. Welcome. Would you like to share anything?
Hi, this is Debbie Somerset from Houston, Texas.
Oh, hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Hi.
Hi. I think I've been blessed by Keith. I know I've stumbled onto his channel because I really know his voice, but I don't know his channel. If you guys would type that into the chat, that would help me. I can find him again.
type it in as Stock Trader Boy, and it'll come up under Keith after you do that. S-T-O-C-K, just like the stock market. S-T-O-C-K-T-R-A-D-E-R-B-O-Y. Stock Trader Boy. Once you type that, you'll see the name Keith there. And I'm the good-looking Italian guy, so you'll see me.
Oh, awesome. Yes, I think I have seen you before. That's great. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I really appreciate you listening to my channel. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering if you guys would mind if I read something to you.
No, go
ahead. Please do.
No.
Please do.
Is that okay?
Deborah, before you do that, Raina just put the link to Keith's channel in the chat room, so you can click on that if you want and save it for later.
Okay, perfect. I sure will. Thank you.
And then when you're done reading, if you have any questions for what Keith was just teaching on, feel free. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if you have any questions about what I was teaching on, I'll help you.
Okay, thanks. Well, I think in the past, when I've listened to you guys, there was a question about the 144,000. And if you don't mind, I have the answer.
Go ahead.
The answer is actually found in Revelation chapter 7, and I'm going to read verse 1 through 8. And this is written by John the Revelator when he was on the island of Patmos. And it starts out like this. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. Now, it's my understanding that these are God's chosen people, and with the seals on their foreheads, they're going to be presenting the gospel to their tribes, and Israel is going to be saved. Now, this is after the rapture, okay? So this is where that 144,000 comes from. So I just wanted to share that.
Thank you for sharing that. I just want to make a quick comment about that, and then we'll get on with the calls about what I'm teaching. The 144,000 definitely mentioned the tribulation. It's definitely in the tribe of Israel. They're going to be Jewish people that are going to walk the earth and do miracles. Most people know that. However, the thing that Judy sometimes talks about, so people don't maybe not understand, is that some of the bride is also going to be joining along with the 144K. So they'll be part of that 144K out doing mass miracles and stuff. There's been visions and stuff of the Lord. One woman went to heaven, very powerful. She went to heaven in a very powerful vision. She saw the Lord. The Lord told her, get back and preach the gospel. So she went back and joined the 144,000 part of the bride and did her thing. So that's the reason why some people, you know, some of the bride will be included in that. Some will just go to heaven.
Okay.
Some will come back, and some will be included, you know. Thank you for sharing that,
when we come
that,
back,
though.
We'll have armor.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to my channel. It's super wonderful to have you on here.
Sure.
Call in some time again and share some more stuff with us. You have a wonderful voice on the radio, and we'd like hearing from you, okay?
Thank you. Well, you have a very blessed day. Well, I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to keep listening to y'all.
Okay.
And
Deborah. Okay. Deborah, was that on for this year?
I'm sorry? Yes?
Oh, did you have a question for Keith? about his topic of discernment?
Not at this time.
Okay. Did you share everything you wanted to share with us? That was really good.
That was
okay,
really good. Please call
you.
In again and share some more, Debbie. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, everybody, all the lines are unmuted. If you have a question for Keith, I see some callers have dropped. By the way, 505 called in earlier. I don't know who 505 is. First three letter numbers are 514. Thank you for calling 505. Please call back. I unmuted you, but you might not have known it, but you hung up. We hope you call back. Okay, Keith, take it away. We're loving this. We're loving this.
Okay. Anybody call in? I want to hear you. Any question you have about your gifts, call in. Now's the time. Dial that number. I'll help you.
Oh, and if you're in the chat room and you have a question for Keith, please let us know. Cool.
Yeah, Judy can read it to me. Yeah.
Yep, I can do that. So go ahead, Keith.
Anyone have any
questions
about the gifts? Yeah. Any questions about your gifts or, you know, how you can develop it or what gifts you have or what God told you about your gifts or whatever?
Keith, just one question on the 12 tribes. Is Dan one of the tribes?
I don't know exactly which, you know, she just read off the tribes, so I wouldn't know.
I didn't hear Dan, yeah. I was just
Dan's
wondering.
Yeah, Dan's one of the tribes, students.
Okay.
Or Pat, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks
okay.
for sharing that. Yeah.
Also, it mentions
more about
later in Revelation. It mentions later in Revelation that they were bought, you know, as a gift to Jesus, for lack of a better term, amongst Jews and Gentiles. So it's not, you know,
wow.
you have to go so far into that circumcision, you know, people take it too far. But, yeah, it's a beautiful gift to God.
So anybody called any questions about your gift, you know, go ahead. Remember, your gifts are like your way of advancing God's kingdom instead of your own kingdom every day. So anytime anyone want to know anything about their gifts, it's very important. Very important to know more about your gifting.
I wonder if we know how to ask.
I know, I think that's the problem right now. I know people are, you know, they're thinking a lot about it.
Yeah. I know when I go very deep in prayer, I see the angels, flashes of angels, and I see lights around things, you know, like when the Holy Spirit is heavy, things kind of glow. Yeah.
For you, Pat, your gift, obviously, to me, is hyper-obvious, but everyone will understand, too. You've got... Your gift is feeling. You're a feeler. You're a mega feeler. I call you a super feeler. Okay, you're off the charts, baby. You're way off the charts on feeling. Okay, when they 1 through 100, you're like 1,000. Okay.
Thank you.
You're the super mega. When Lord says we need some, where's the feelers at? And you're like the leader in heaven for the feelers down on earth. Say that. Call Pat. Give her angel. Go tell her do something. She's got the feeling. She's mega feeling.
You know. I look at us all as family. I look at us all just as. Jesus wants to just love through us as much as he can. And that's why this church is so precious, because he can do that with all of us because we are so sincere in love with him. Therefore, of course he can flow through us to everybody.
Yes.
And
well,
that's what we want.
For you, for feeling. You know, when you are, because you've got that strong feeling gift, you're able to communicate God's love. You know, if I say, oh, God loves you, I'm more of a thinker, you know, even though I have a feeling. They don't get it so much, but because you've got that feeling, you can actually send that energy through. God can send it through you, through your feeling, through your energy, right into them. They can feel it. I mean, I do. Whenever you talk about things, Pat, I get overwhelmed with this tidal wave of feeling. I see it coming. I go, woo, there it goes.
But like I said, that story with I went into the grocery store looking like something the cat dragged in, and the lady comes running to me and she says, "You reek of the Holy Spirit." She's screaming in front of everybody.
Wow,
and
really?
And she said, and she didn't know me from anything, and I was so overwhelmed that I teased the Lord later, you know, I'll look a little nice and warn me. But she says, "Oh," she says, you're full of the Holy Spirit. He's just pouring out of you. And I blessed her, and I immediately was like, dear God, help. Because I didn't know. She told me all her problems, and I blessed her and hugged her, and that was it. That's what she needed right then and there.
Do you know why she told you all her problems? It's because she knew that you were a feeler, and so you communicated to her spirit and allowed her to open her heart to you and pour out. A lot of people are probably going to pour out all their stuff to you, Pat. They're like, "I'm calling Pat. I'm going to lay out all my problems. I got
to
call her."
Anybody wants to do that? Yeah, no. I'm here. I'm here. And I'm for the Lord. I'm for the Lord. But I love this radio. Judy, God bless you for the courage and the suffering you have gone through to birth this, because you've got a real miracle. I think this is the most powerful voice right now in all the world is this radio show. I mean, that's a bold thing to say, but I really think it is, because we're reaching, and it's not just the ones listening in or how many thousands. They're going out to others, and they're going out to others, and it's like a snowball. So we pray the Holy Spirit just take this church and run with it and help people come to Christ.
Go ahead, Judy.
He's actually going to shut this church down today and take us. That's going to be even better.
But people will know.
Yeah. And like
people will know.
Judy is a thinker, you know, so her gifting, like, Judy's interesting. Judy's charismatic, okay? She's got the charisma. She operates at a higher frequency. Every so often you'll run into some speaker or something, and they're charismatic, which means they operate at a higher energy. And, you know, when I see someone that has that charisma, I'm like, my gosh, I got to buy what they're selling. Well, I don't even know what they're selling, but I'm buying it, because there's an energy that's higher, so people are mesmerized by it, okay? And there's some people that operate a higher frequency in the world. Lord has blessed them with that. Unfortunately, they'll go out and, you know, and sell everything under the sun, but which is okay if God leads them to. There's nothing wrong with that. But so Judy is a thinker, but she also can act as a feeler. It's very interesting. She's got a sticker over her that's a feeler, but she's a main thinker. Her and I are actually very so similar, it's not even funny, because we're both the same in that. And so many, every time we talk, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're so similar. So she's a thinker, I'm a thinker, Pat's a feeler. So Pat's going to send that love that we feel from God. Judy's going to give us the knowledge that we need. She's got the gift of knowledge, and then you can go around each person in the bride, and we can just see what gifting they have, and that's how they bless others.
Well, Blot in the chat room is asking, please ask Keith what my gift is and how to develop it. Is somebody on the line trying to talk right now? Because we can see you first. Is someone trying to talk?
Yeah, it's Donna. Hi, Keith. Hi, everybody.
Hey, love you, honey.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Will you give me, I want my, what, tell me what my gifting is, Mr. Keith. My
Sugar,
love.
We talked about, you're my good buddy. Tana's wonderful, and I love her. Tana is a thinker, okay, heavy thinker. She stirs things around in her mind. You know, Tana's smart, and she's got the gift of knowledge. So Tana does, she questions things, which is really good, though, because she gets to the bottom of things. She gets to the core of things that need to be dealt with, and that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. Tana takes the Word of God, and we'll get new insights from it that'll just, like, whoa, my gosh. And she's grown about 100,000% in this last year in the Lord. Just unbelievably amazing. I mean, now, I used to teach Tana things. Now when she talks, I just shut up and learn from her.
It's funny.
I mean, really. Like, last time she was here is amazing. Go ahead, Judy.
A blah. Okay, she was going to say the blah. Yeah, blah. Go ahead, Judy. You can call.
Blah chat room. I guess it's hard for him to call in, but he said, please ask Keith what my gift is and how to develop it. But you don't know Blah, so is that hard for you to do that?
I don't need to know, because I just tuned into his energies now. He's a thinker. And that's the thing with the gifting and discernment. You can tune right in. You can ask God, or you can just, I can see it. I can see him. He's a thinker. He has a young spirit about him, which is interesting. I feel like he's Like, what I get about him is that he's really loyal and very faithful to people, very strong in what he wants to do, but I feel like he's just kind of stuck and not sure where to go or what to do with things. He seems to be a youthful spirit about him that I get, and very caring. I see a very nurturing heart that he actually cares about people, which is, believe me, that's not a free gift these days, okay? So with him, he has the gift of nurturing and helping people. So his gift should be, that the Lord tells me, is that he should be helping people with, you know, maybe he can, any way that he can make, help people with their problems and stuff. I feel like he's got knowledge in areas that he can help people with those same kind of issues in the same areas of life. So he needs to, you know, look into people that are going through the same kind of things that he's going through, and help them with that. You know, maybe people at work, people that he knows, you know, that are similar to him. And something to do with his hobbies or interests. There's knowledge there that he can share. You know, you can teach someone about computers if you love computers and still talk about God through that. And he can do that same thing, you know, because it all relates around the same kind of thing. So tell him to use his knowledge to help people around him, his friends and people that he knows that are in the similar situations. He's a real strong thinker, my goodness. He's got, and ask for the word of knowledge. I say, God, give me a word of knowledge on this or that or this or that, because God will download all that information into him. Okay.
Wow. Okay, Keith, everybody in the chat room that knows Bell, a little close up, knows Blah. Sorry, said that you're right on target about Blah.
Wow.
And
wow.
Deborah and Blah says, thank you, Keith. Yeah, you're like spot on, apparently. But anyway, Deborah in the chat room said, dear Keith, she said, dear Keith, I found your handsome self on YouTube. You are handsome. And she said she just now subscribed to you. She said, thank you for all you do, Keith. You possess what I call the Holy Spirit filter. I have it too. It goes like good, BS, good, LOL. That's funny.
Thank you for saying that, those people in the chat room. I appreciate it. It really encourages me when you say that. It makes me feel so good. It makes my whole day. And that encourages me.
Well,
thank you so much.
You're getting some more requests, so it's okay.
Yes.
Tim Bell says he'd rather be a stinker than a thinker. But what somebody is in the chat room, His Way 777. His Way 777. He's an RCC family member, and he's been in here for a while, and he wants to ask you what his gifts are, just like we did with Blah. And
say that again, Judy. You're cutting in and out. Say it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my stupid phone. His Way 777. He's somebody that is an RCC family member, and he wants to know what his gifts are. If you could tell him, like you did Blah. You told Blah his.
What's his name?
His name is His Way 777. That's his name in the chat room, and he's a great guy. He's been part of RCC for a while.
Okay. Yes, sometimes you cut in and out a lot, Judy. I don't know why. I can hear everybody else, though.
Keith, it's His Way 777.
Oh, it's His Way 777?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to make one comment before I talk about him. Okay, Pat was like the super feeler, right? She's oozing love of the Lord out of her all the time. It just comes out. So if Pat is the mega feeler, then M. Bell is the mega thinker. Okay, he's the super thinker. Pat's the super. M. Bell is like totally 100,000% thinker, 100%. Super thinker. Super analyzes every detail. He sees things that most of us would just miss because he's got every little detail. He's a super thinker. He really understands the deep things of, that's why he looks at verses closely, because he's a thinker. He's analyzing the words and the data, the knowledge that God gives him from that, where Pat would be more, you know, the singing and all this stuff, just the feeler. No, 777 His Way. I'm not getting much on him right now. I don't know. Let's see. Lord, tell me more about him. What's his name? His name just 777 His Way?
It's His Way 777.
Well, you need to ask me,
like more of a specific question so I can tune in to what's going down with him.
Okay. He'll do that. He'll do that. He'll probably private message me, but for now we can go on to the next person. Carol is on the phone. Carol, would you like to ask Keith a question?
Well, you know what? I just love his anointing, and I thought, you know, I just want to talk to you for a minute so that maybe the precious Holy Spirit will, you know, flow some of his anointing right onto me. But I feel like I'm a thinker too. You know, what I don't understand, and this is for a question for everybody, because I sometimes listen to the prophetic words that everyone gets from the Holy Spirit, and I really don't get like a prophetic word from that I know of. But you know what the Holy Spirit does with me is, you know, somebody will be talking to me about something or other, and he just gives me what I need to say to them. It's just a word of encouragement, and many a time, it's a scripture. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit just gives me scriptures to share with someone, and they'll just tell me that's exactly what I needed. You know,
that's the word of knowledge. You've got the gift of knowledge, honey, Carol. You got the gift of knowledge. That's what the Lord's giving you, knowledge.
Wow.
Right on. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Praise the Lord. But how do you? What I want to know is, I guess I should just ask the Holy Spirit to grant me more discernment, because when I hear you speak to, and you're just like, bam, 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 this person has this gift, and this person has that gift, and no, the Lord, Holy Spirit, you're not telling me what this person has, but you know, tell me what this person has.
You've got the gift of words. Carol, your gifting is words. I mean, the Lord just told me that just now. Because you said, I'm a thinker. But I said, Lord, but I know she said she's a thinker, but I'm feeling just, I feel like she could sweet talk me into, like, selling snow to the Eskimos. Like, what's going on with this? She's very persuasive. And I said, Lord, he said, because she's got the gift of words. You're very persuasive, and that's your gift that the Lord is. Lord allows you to say just the right things through the Holy Spirit so you can persuade that person to the direction that needs to be they need to go. And that is your gift. And you've got such a beautiful voice. I could listen to you talk all day, and just we could all just lay back and let the Holy Spirit through. Your voice is so beautiful. It's not like I'm just saying I'm hearing a beautiful voice. It's just I'm looking at it from the spirit realm. It's just gorgeous. So the Lord is working through your voice. So your voice is your key, honey. Your voice is your key to influencing people that the Lord wants you to do it. And you're doing right on. You just keep listening to what the Holy Spirit tells you, those verses and stuff. And you do that, boy. You're going to keep going that way. That's how you do it. Keep doing that way. You'll expand God's kingdom so fast that way. You're already a pro, okay? I don't need to tell anything to you. You're doing good. Keep it up.
Well, to God be the glory.
Can I interrupt real quick here? I agree with you. That's why Carol's going to call in the morning show and give us a good long teaching tomorrow morning. But I have to say one thing. I have a lot of requests. I don't know if you're feeling tired, but I'm getting a request in the chat room for you. So Gemma wants to know, and Raina wants to know, but before that, his way got more specific. He said he wanted to ask you, what are his giftings? Does he need to ask you more than that? But he wants to know, can you ask him what my giftings are? And if you can't get a read on them, that's okay. We can move on to Gemma, and then we can move on to Raina. But that was the only question he had.
Well, I was feeling like I wasn't getting a read on him from God, but I actually was. Because what the Lord told me just now is that he's blocked. What I read was that he was blocked because I was blocked in reading him. The Lord's saying, that's it. So he's going through a blockage in his life right now, feeling maybe a little bit trapped, a little bit like disconnected from hearing God's voice. Okay? He's not hearing it. The Lord's always speaking. You've got to use those gifts, though, to hear it. What he needs, he's a thinker, too. He's a thinker. Not a mega thinker. Like M. Bell, but a thinker. I feel like that the Lord tells me he's part of the team, the warrior team that's fighting in the battle. He's one of the soldiers. So he just needs to ask the Lord every day, God, what can I do for you? I'm your soldier. What can I do for you? and ask God for a word of knowledge. Give me a word of knowledge and give him a specific question. You need to start asking God questions. God, tell me this. Give me a word of knowledge on that. Start doing that, and you get all the stuff you want to know. I also feel like he needs to start talking to, I don't know, the Lord just told me just now he needs to start talking to some of his relatives. People he knows, that may not be relatives, but people you know that, you know, you need to start talking about, because they listen to you, they trust you, because they think of you as your this everyday guy that they can trust, and just, you know, just your wonderful, sweet, you know, everyday person that they care, they're just like someone next to him at the workplace or something. So he needs to start asking questions and start sharing. People trust him more than he realizes it, but he doesn't share because of that. It's not, he's not getting, you know, he's not advancing the kingdom that way for, you know, moving them closer to the Lord. So start asking God questions for a word of knowledge and stuff, and then start talking. Start talking, brother. Okay, that's all I got on him.
Gemma. Gemma's done.
Okay. Just so you know, he private messaged me, and he said, thank you, that's great. That's right on.
So
he said to tell him thank you. Yes. So that's great, Keith. What a blessing. Okay, so we have Gemma next, and then Blah, and then Roman. But it might be time to go, so take your time. Don't feel pressured, Keith. We have
I don't
Gemma,
feel pressured.
Blah.
Keep
no,
going.
Sorry.
Let's go.
I'm sorry, not Blah. It was Gemma, Raina, and Roman.
Okay,
so,
give me the next one.
Let's do Gemma. Gemma, she's a woman, and she's wonderful, and she's been a part of RCC for a while now.
Nice.
She wants to know what her gifts are.
Now, one thing I want to tell everybody is that whenever we do the Q&A, the easiest way for me to pick up on your energy from the Lord is if I hear your voice. Boy, if I hear your voice, watch out, okay? I can get a lot. It's much harder when I have to tune into the impression that God will send me through the air, you know, in the spirit realm. A little more difficult. I got that feeling part of me, so I use that too, you know. So if you ever want to know a lot more, you know, the best way is to call in, because I hear your voice, I can feel you, you know. Pat and I can both feel you. We're like sending stuff back and forth, you know, teasing. Okay,
right.
So give me the name again. What's your name?
Gemma.
Gemma, okay.
Yeah.
Is she online or is she in the chat room?
Chat.
She's in the chat room.
What's her question?
She wants to know her gift.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Go ahead,
Tana.
Go ahead.
I've been your assistant, Judy, so she can hear this.
I don't know. For some reason with Gemma, what the Lord tells me about her, I get the word girly girl. So she's like, one of girls, you know, she's like, she loves feminine things, you know, she loves you know, fun things and shop, all those things that women like, shopping, blah, 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 you know, she's a girly girl. She likes hanging out with her girlfriends, you know, that's what the Lord shares with me. And so she's got the gift to work with women. You know, we all work with different sexes. I'm not talking about who you're attracted to, that has nothing to do with it. It's, who, you know, I work better with men. This is my number one. And I work just as good with women. Men is my number one. So everyone's got a different people they work with. She works really good with women because she's smart. And she seems real sharp to me. So I feel like people can, women, like, listen to her. Real smart, real sharp. She got the gift of knowledge, by the way. I just got that. So she can share, ask, keep asking God, God, give me this word of knowledge about this person. Women trust her, so she can, they confide in her, so they're going to tell her secrets. She needs to move her kingdom forward with that. All her girlfriends, her friends, target them. Start targeting them. Start really tuning in. And I feel like the Lord told me that she needs to go move forward with advancement about the Lord with these women. Start, now is the time to pick up the pace and bring them closer to God. Start, people that she couldn't talk about God with, now the Lord says now is the time to start mentioning his name and start being a little bit aggressive with it. That's what I get. So that's what the Lord's telling me. Be aggressive with that. That's it for her.
Great. Okay. And she said, yes, it was great. And next we have Raina. Raina would like to ask you what her gifts are. Raina's in the chat room. She's from Canada, and she's been at RCC for since we started, really.
Okay. What gift does she want to know about? Let's ask that.
Oh, she's on the phone, too.
Oh, let me, can she talk?
Let me let her on. Here she is. Sorry. Okay, Gemma, welcome, Gemma.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, Raina. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You're so sweet. You have such a sweet spirit about you.
Thanks.
So what do you want to know? Tell me what you want to know.
I want to know my gift, what God called me to do.
Mm-hmm. I feel like one of the things the Lord tells me about you is that you're a little bit on the shy side. I'm pretty impressed with you calling in. He says you hold back too much. It seems like you're kind of, you're always worried what people think of you, okay, what you say. You're worried you're going to say the wrong thing. You're very sensitive to people. You're worried you're going to offend them. So you're always very careful with that. You're like the person that, you know, Judy and I will jump in the first of the line, like, okay, we're here, and you're in the back. You're like, oh, no, I don't want to do that, you know. So you're worried with, you don't want to offend people. It's really sweet that you're very, 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 you're very considerate to people, very, very considerate. You have such a gifting for helping people. I don't know why, but I see elderly or something. I don't know if you've got older people around you or something, but I just feel like you work better with older people. That's what the Lord tells me.
Older people, like elderly?
Yep. You know what I think you should do? Like the Lord just showed me, you should go to old people's homes and pray over them. Start advancing God's kingdom. You've got something with your touch. The Lord showed me your hand. There's something with your touch. When you touch people physically, for some reason, I don't know, you've got the gift of healing. There's something going on with you, honey. You've got the gift of healing. You go and you put your hand on them. The Lord tells you when you put your hand on people, they're going to be healed, whether it be emotional, physical, you know.
Wow.
You got the gift of healing. Yeah, that's interesting. I saw your hand light up on the praying over some elderly people. So make sure you do that, okay? And you got to get
can
the
I
word,
give you a
too.
Story? When you're talking about my hands, in May, when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, when I woke up, my hand was like on fire.
Wow.
Every time I touch someone who's sick, my hand become like hot.
Wow.
But I never
used
that gift for real.
Well, honey, get off the couch and start using it. Praise God. Get out and heal people.
I'm,
and when you're
I'm
making
so
your trip around the world.
Right now.
No, when you're making your trip around the world in your jet, you visit M. Bell and me and keep going. I'll be waiting at the door for you. I'll be waiting at that door.
I did pray over you. I did pray over
you.
I put my hand when I was praying. I put my hand. I know when I lay my hand, it's going to touch you because that's how he put in my heart to do.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for that. Oh, I'm so excited you got this gift. This is exciting. Oh, I love gifts of power from the Lord. Oh, man, God's power, bring it down. That is awesome. Go do that. Go to old people's home and put your hand on them. And just not like a hospital, but like, well, you can do a hospital too. But like an old people's home, the Lord showed me. And just put your hand on them and pray over them and say, you know, and I'm not going to tell you what to say because you got the gift of words. You're not like Tara. We want to listen to her all day long. You've got very strategic words, so you're going to go do that. Write it down and go do it. Start doing it quickly. We don't got a lot of time for the rapture, maybe today. Get busy,
I'll
girlfriend.
Do that. I'm going to pray about it. So and it's
no,
something
no,
I'm
no. There's your
heart
no,
about
no.
It.
Forget praying about it. Stop it. This is a problem why most Christians have. No, 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 no. The Lord.
I'm shy. You say it at the beginning.
Care.
I'm shy.
Care.
Okay.
I don't care. The Lord told me the other day, he said, Keith, if I wanted to get something done, would I go to someone that needs to get triple confirmation, go to the prayer closet, talk to their pastor, pray about it for 3 months, or would I just go to you and get it done that minute? I said, Lord, you just go to me. He said, that's how I want my bride to be. I'm tired of them. 3 confirmations, talk to 3 pastors, pray about it for 3 months, fast for 30 days, and then walk in the forest. And then, you know, that's, forget it. I just told you what you're supposed to be doing.
I don't need
so
confirmation.
Do
you already give me my confirmation.
Okay,
but
good,
me,
good.
I'm shy. So how I'm going to do that, I have to think about it, you know?
Okay. Just promise me you're going to do it, and that's all I care about.
Okay.
You promised us, so. Okay, love you. Thank you for calling in. You're awesome. You're awesome, by the way. Okay, who's next?
Okay. Now, we got Gemma, right? We already got Gemma. Okay, so what we need next is Roman. And Roman is 17 years old. He's a Russian who lives in England. And he can't call in because he doesn't have minutes. It's kind of expensive to call from England.
Yes.
But he's been a part of RCC for a really long time, and he makes us laugh. His YouTube channel is Führer Freak. And he has a great YouTube channel. And he's just an on-fire person. One time he prayed for somebody in the subway and God healed her. So he just loves the Lord. He just got saved like 6 months ago in his bedroom. I was telling you too much, though. I should let you read him. So.
Yeah. I remember him. You talked about him. Yeah. Well, obviously he's got the anointing. You know, he's already got the anointing. He's a soldier for Christ, though. It's very clear that he's a soldier. The Lord told me that he's all about change. He seems like he likes change all the time, different things all the time. So God can do a lot of different things for him. And obviously the Lord put power on him, so he needs to go out there and get out of that bedroom and start going doing stuff. You know, yeah, he's all about the power. Because the Lord just showed me he should pray for people on the street. Because he's about change, he would be good outside, walking outside, different things like that. You know, the Lord told me he's about different environments and changes and can handle, like, different places and all that stuff. So he needs to be going outside, hitting people on the, you know, different places, just change it up. Outside, though, I see a lot of that stuff. Keep that up. So that makes sense. That's what the Lord showed me. So just keep doing that. Okay, that's it.
Wonderful. Yeah. That was wonderful. Anybody else in the chat room? I don't know if there's anyone else in the chat room that would like to be blessed with Keith's gift here. I'll wait to hear from anybody on the phone that wants to be blessed. I don't see any new callers. If you're on the phone, you're all unmuted. To Bill Wood. Okay, Bill. Bill is an RCC family member, and he would like to know what his gifts are. And Bill has a hard time calling in, so it's not because he's shy or anything. It's just last time he called in, it cost him $5 on his cell phone for whatever reason. I know it's a toll-free call, but some people...
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
The Lord showed me that Phil in the library book, which for me means he showed me that in a vision, in a word of knowledge. Phil is good with knowledge. Phil is good with research, studying. So the Lord told me that he should be asking about people by asking through the Word. So he should be asking his Lord, show me in the Word right now some deeper insight about. He's got to get the prophecy. I just got that. Okay, so he's got to get the prophecy, and he's going to get the prophecy by delving into the Word. I'm not saying go study Hebrews. I'm saying open the Bible and say, Lord, show me some prophecy today. What's going down? What's going on with events? What's going on with this? Be specific. What's going on with this event? What's going on with the 144,000? What's going on with the bride? And then he'll get prophecy. And ask the Lord, give me the prophecy so I can go share it. And then share it on RCC Church. Share it with us. Okay, that's it. I got that for him.
Okay,
we only have
3 more minutes. Is there anybody else? Also, can you tell him anything about his job? Bill is an engineer, but are you reading on his job? And that's it.
Can you say that last part? What about his job?
Are you getting any reading about his job situation? He's an engineer. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I just get that there's an opportunity to change firms. That's the only thing the Lord just showed me. There's an opportunity to go to a different place. The Lord told me he can go either way. He can stay where he's at or he can go there. Neither one is good or bad. I just feel like I saw 2 things going on. So the other place is going to make more money. The Lord told me there's just like a path to split into 2. And to not be guided by what he thinks, but be guided by what the Lord thinks. So ask God to we're just ask God right now. Lord, open the doors for him if he should go get that second job, the different job, or close the doors if he shouldn't. And there it is. Now you'll know if the doors will open or close.
And Bill says thank you, and actually he didn't even ask that question. I did. But I've been praying for his job. Anyway, it's time to go, so let's all do our shout. Let's all shout to the Lord, and maybe mm-hmm. Pat can sing for us if she wants. Spirit and the Bride say, come
get us, Lord. Rapture today,
Let
rapture today. Love you, Lord.
Church service. Rangers, thank you, Keith. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Keith.
Come get us, Lord. Come get us, Lord.
Come fetch us, Lord. We're ready.
We're ready. Pat and I are ready.
Amen. Want to fly? Take a few more angels to get me off the ground, but that's okay.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Whatever, ready.
Tana. I love you, Tana. I love you, Pat. I love you, Judy. I love everybody
you,
in the chat
love
room.
You, sweetie.
So.
Love you guys.
I love everybody.
Love,
love
your family.
You,
family.
Love you,
see
love
see
you,
tomorrow
love
morning, honey.
Love you. Thank you for
you.
Coming with us. All right, you guys. I'm going to cut off. So I love you guys.
Love you.
Tomorrow morning, Dustin will be there, and Jason will be here tomorrow night. And,
super.
God bless
nice.
You. We love you. Hopefully we won't be here.
Love you all.
Love you.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you, Tana.
Love you, too.
Everybody in the chat room.
Thanks.